Paul Gow. One of the greats, one of the great Aussies. One of our fine golfers in his Foxtel Masters polo. What a wonderful joy it is to have you. Welcome, Gowie.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's Masters week. Where would you be? You're watching State of Origin and the Masters. Fantastic week.
Isn't it odd? And November Masters is so weird. I mean, everything's weird this year. How's it going to change things, Gowie? I know the tee times are going to be all different, but it does feel weird that it's this late in the year and the first major of the year is now the last major of the year.
Yeah, well, that's part of the weird bit, isn't it? You know, we've had to wait around the Open Championships. It was called off, so only three majors this year. And, you know, normally we're over there in April covering this and it's, you know, everything's perfect. The azaleas are out, the weather's perfect, there's not a blade of grass out of line. But now, through summer, they've got to overseed. So the golf course will be a little bit different. It'll play longer because there's ryegrass coming into the Bermuda. Mm. I know that doesn't make a difference to a lot of people, but the distance the ball will go, the air's going to be heavier. But one thing won't change is that they're all playing for that green jacket and they're all biting at the bit. They all haven't played enough golf this year. So it'll be a little bit different. We could get a different champion out of it too.
Mm, so that's the thing, Joel, is the Masters. Am I right in saying this, Gowie? Flukes don't often win. Now, you get your sort of Danny Willett, fine player, but it was sort of an outlier that he won that week, and Charles Schwartzel won. And again, these are fine players. But of all the majors, this is the one where generally the gun players do the best.
Yeah, and more so now. There's more gun players, right? So when Engelmann, Cabrera, and Schwartzel won it, over 100-1. Denny Willett 4 years ago up 50-1. Since then, there hasn't been any go over that. This is a course that they say that you have to, you've had to play at least 5 or 6 times in the tournament before you're ready to do it. But the fact is, these young guns that are out there, like a Bryson DeChambeau and a Cameron Champ, Colin Molinari, who won a major this year at 22 years of age, they've got big kahunas and they go out and they take on the big boys. And then there's more big boys. It's not just Tiger and Phil and Ernie anymore. There's possibly 20 or 30 players that can win normally at the Masters because it's such a short field, only in the 90s, that you can nearly pick them out who, you know, there's only 10 guys. But I reckon there might be even 40 guys that can win this week.
Wow. Imagine, we know who Tiger Woods supports politically. Because imagine a statement Tiger Woods makes it. He's a reigning champ, by the way.
We know who Jack Nicklaus supports politically.
Who does he support?
Well, the Orange Man. It didn't
does
help.
He?
Yeah, he put out a statement and everything.
But
it didn't help.
Wouldn't this be a statement? If Tiger Woods on day 4 strolls in, not with the red, but the blue. Imagine that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say with the orange.
No, with the blue. Imagine that. Could he look? $31, Gowie, for Tiger Woods. And for those who aren't as close to golf like myself,
31
unders or overs.
Mate, you are cheap bastards at sports bets. $31. Yeah. Well, let Gowie the expert say, but it's unders.
Yeah, I wouldn't back him with your money at $31.
Wow,
not a chance. That is way unders. He hasn't played enough golf. I know he did last year. He led into it by winning the Zozo Championship, so he had a little bit of form going into it. Not that you need all the form in the world, but you need some. And golf's one of those, you know, one of those sports that that you need a little bit of game going in there. So totally unders for that. That was a breakout for him last year. I happened to be there. Everything fell into his lap, and the other players down the stretch, sort of when they seen him on the leaderboard, a little bit like Nicklaus in his day, they all just slid off the leaderboard when Tiger started to make a couple of birdies. So not enough for me. He hasn't played enough. He hasn't seen the ball go in the hole enough, and there's so many more players that are vying for this spot.
We have entered the era where we do not ever put money on Mickelson and Woods ever again. Yeah, we've got to that point, haven't we, Gowie?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, Phil, Filthy Phil, he's playing like dirt. When he goes to the Champions Tour, he's played twice this year and won. Then he's come back to the young fellas and not even, you know, made the cuts. He does 150-1 and could be thousands. You know, he's won around here a couple of times. And he's been a magnificent player for the 20, 25 years, and so's Tiger. But the players are better now. They're more educated, and they're not scared of those two players. When I first got on tour, and you'd see Norman or you'd see Nicholas or someone like that, to be running down your leg, but not these kids these days. It's not. They just wander in there. There's Tiger. There's Phil. Who cares? I'm going to go and play the best possible golf I can. So it won't be a factor, and Phil will not be a factor. This golf course does support left-handers. Bubba Watson winning a couple of times around there. Supports that style of play for a left-hander. Mike Weir's won around there, but not this year for floppy Phil.
Prince of Arran has been placed the last three times in the Melbourne Cup. He's consistent, right? So who's that golfer who's just peppering the podium as far as the Masters are concerned, Gowie? Because that's who I want to back.
Yeah, well, he's already got my money. There's two, actually. It's McIlroy and Dustin Johnson. And Dustin Johnson played for the first time since the Masters, since the US Open, which is 6 weeks. He's the best player. These are the two best players in the field. And the reason they're $10 and $12 or $13 is because they are the best players, and we're waiting for them to chime in this golf course. And they both play extremely well around here but haven't got over the line. I just think they're perfect. They're long hitters. It's going to take somebody that's a long hitter to win round here. They've got magnificent short games. McIlroy better chipping than Dustin, but Dustin's just that methodical. He's quite a boring player to watch. He just sort of mopes along and does his thing, but at the end of the day, he makes a bucket load of birdies. This week in Houston, his first week back, he was 5 over through 6 holes and nearly won the golf tournament. So he went on to have 13 or 15 birdies after that, which was pretty damn good.
So you are not tipping the hateable Bryson DeChambeau, who I imagine the golf world is almost cheering against him, not because he's hateable, even though he is, Joel. He just seems like a prick. but the way he plays, if he dominates this course, if he kills this course, that's a real worrying sign for the game, isn't it?
No, you're right, Dan. It's spot on. And this week, he went out with a practice round with Sandy Lyle, probably the shortest hitter that'll be playing there, that's won the Masters. And he hit anyone that watches the Masters, a second hole, it's a par five. It's normally a driver and maybe a 3-iron. Hit driver 8-iron to it.
Oh, no.
He hit a 7-iron to the 11th. A 9-iron to the 11th, long par four. Guys are normally hitting 5 and 6 irons in. He's absolutely ripped it apart through that perfect weather, not a cloud in the sky, no wind. But at the end of the day, the reason I don't think he's going to win is his chipping is just okay, and you've got to putt well around the Masters, and he can't take on his –
the green book.
Green map book, which is, I tell you what, it's not cheating, but it's close to it. Because it gives you every turn on the green. So the art of putting has gone out the door with these books. So I think he won't have that book. He relies so much on his numbers, and he is the mad scientist. And I quite like what he's doing in the game. He's pushing it to another level, where Tiger did it 15, 20 years ago, and they didn't like it. They had to, put back tees at Augusta. They had to Tiger-proof it. Would you say that, so he didn't shoot so low. Bryson could be that man. He could be doing that again, but he's still got to putt well, and I'm not going to put any money on him this week purely because of the putting. And you drive for show and you putt for dough.
Righto, Gow, if I'm spending $100 on the Masters, based on what you're saying, I'm going to have 50 on Johnson to get about 500 back, 40 on McIlroy at $13 to get a similar amount back. So I've got $10 to spend on a roughie. Who's my roughie as my saver?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Cam Smith.
I knew he was going to say that.
Yep. He's at $51, around that mark.
Perfect.
Just won early in the year in Hawaii. He had a bit of a rough trot in the middle, but in the last 4 weeks, his game has turned around. This guy has got one of the best short games in the world. Zach Johnson won around this golf course in 2007 when it was really long and it was overcast and it was he couldn't get to any of the par fives in two, so he didn't. He didn't even try. That's what Cam will do this week. He's a lot longer hitter than Zach, but he'll just wedge the brains out of it. He'll just keep hitting wedges and holing putts, and he'll just be that little Queensland dog that nips at your heels. It's just, upsetting, because I think at $51, he's our best Aussie chance.
You'll get some nice odds on him, because Jason Day had a good week, so you get some nice odds. $4 Cam Smith to be top Aussie.
Okay.
You know what I love about Gowie? We hate the same people. And that's my favourite part of Gowie. But you can see Gowie and all week on Fox, yep. The Masters Channel, every time they do this, people, honestly, and I'm one of these people, particularly this week, now that we're in this weird time of year, we'll put it on the Golf Channel and just leave it there for the, you can relive Greg Norman's Masters collapses. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. You might as well get a knife and put it to your wrist. But I do it every year. But you can see all the Tigers wins and all the great Masters. Yeah. Adam Scott, you can never watch that. So it's a wonderful concept. And Friday morning it all starts. Now, I know it all starts Friday morning, Gowie, on Fox Sports, but the times are different this time because they have to fit it around American football and the sunlight.
Yeah, they certainly do. They're 2 hours less with the sunlight, so they'll be off early. So it's 5 a.m. and 5:03 for the first 3 days. And the key one to your listeners will be the 2 a.m. on Monday morning.
Ooh.
So on 5:03. So it's a 2 a.m. start. There's a lot of, in Australia, they have a lot of golf courses where they have a Masters breakfast, yes. Then they go out and play. So they might watch, they'll get there at, probably their threes and fours in the morning, then go out for an early start. And beers by 10 o'clock. So it should be a great day on Monday.
Especially if an Aussie gets up. Gowie, pleasure to have you, mate. We'll have you on for the next major, which will, funnily enough, be the Masters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in April.
Wow.
That is correct. Thanks, fellas.
See you, Gowie. And thanks, you can see it all on KO as well.
Excellent.
There we go. So that's it, I think. I think we're nicely covered. He's done well there with our Masters bets.
Yeah, absolutely. So $100 I'm spending based on Gowie. We've got $50 on Johnson, McIlroy 40,
yes.
$10 Cam Smith.
Yes, Gamble, there we go. And I'm just saying this just so when I brag John Rahm. But that's only on not so when Gowie says it, you listen to Gowie.
Yep.
But I'm just saying in case John Rahm wins, I can say, hey, I was on
You're
that.
You're on it.
You will believe me.